It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello everyone. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. This is the official public version of the School of Podcasting morning announcements. And today's topic is letting your computer focus on recording your podcast. I have a really bad habit, so I am speaking from personal experience of I do a lot of stuff on my computer, and I'll sit down and I'll plan my podcast, and I'll get all excited and I'm ready to go, and what I will do is I will fire up the microphone and start to podcast, and when I go back and listen to it later, I will have what I call stammering or stuttering, where the podcast will all of a sudden on my words. And I have a gig of RAM in my computer. And in theory, that's plenty of RAM. Now, what is RAM? I always use the analogy of, let's look at an office. Okay, you've got your desk. You've got your filing cabinet. Okay? And those two things are, and then in the filing cabinet, you've got, you know, files and things that you work on. Okay, let's look at that in a computer sense. Your RAM in your computer is your desk, okay? It is where, when you are working on things right now, it is on your desk, okay? Your filing cabinet, where you store things for tomorrow so that you can come in and put them on your desk and work on them right now, your filing cabinet is your hard drive. So your hard drive stores a huge amount of information, and your desk stores as much information as the big, you know, as big as your desk is. So obviously, the bigger the desk, the more things you can work on at once. Well, my problem is I just keep opening stuff up, and I'll have my iPod or Lemon going, I'll have my Skype going, I'll have the podcast software that I use to, in my case, I'm recording this with SoundForge, I'll have that going, and I'll have Sony Acid going because I'm going to be mixing it later, or Cast Blaster, or, you know, Propaganda, whatever I'm doing. I've got a lot of software. I've got my email going in the background. I've got other things going on. So I've got a lot of things on my desk. And consequently, I run out of desk space. And when you run out of desk space, you can get that kind of stuttering. Also, depending on your hard drive, if you're recording to an external hard drive, through a FireWire and things like that, possibly could run into a problem. I don't think so, but maybe. So that's something. So what I've done here today for this public version of the podcast, those that heard the student-only version actually heard a little stammer at the beginning, and I left that in to help prove this point, is I've turned off everything except the software that I'm using to record right now so that my computer can focus on just getting the best recording that it can. Then later I'll mix in things like background music, or if I was using a live system like Cast Blaster or Pod Producer, things like that. So in this case, I'm actually using SoundForge, and I will be mixing this again later in Sony Acid, in case anybody cares. And so that's it. That's my tip for today. Also, want everyone to know that the test part of the School of Podcasting will be coming down very shortly, and the price will be going up. Now, again, we've got over 4 hours of audio and video tutorials. We've got hundreds of resources. And, of course, you get access to the students-only version of the podcast. And students in this podcast, actually previous, the part that, since you guys are hearing the public version, heard about a new service that's going to be launching. So that's kind of some of the things you get from that. Now, I do want to give you something. I found that one of the resources that was added is at the School of Podcasting.com is one of the things you can do is to manage your files, manage your MP3 files, especially if you have a lot of sound effects and things like that. So if you go to Zortam.com, there's a very cool piece of software that allows you to name your ID3 tags and rename files and things like that. And there's actually a tutorial showing this software at the School of Podcasting.com, but it is free. It's freeware. So if you go out to Zortam.com, it's the Media Studio. It's a pretty cool piece of software if you want to organize your MP3 files. So there you go. Always like to give you guys something for the for the public version of the school podcasting. It is the official podcast, the morning announcements. So I will be at the Portable Media Expo. If you will be there, if you're a podcaster listening to this, feel free to, you know, for some reason, I'll have a School of Podcasting shirt on. So if you see that, feel free to stop me and shake my hand. And I'm going out to meet as many people as I can and network as much as I can and just embrace the podcasting community. I'm not really sure what I'm expecting to get out of this besides making a lot of friends, meeting a lot of people that I've been talking to via Skype and things like that. So that's it for this version. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions, head on out to schoolofpodcasting.com and you'll see where I've added a live help section now. And if you see that, that means I'm online. And simply click on that and you can actually chat with me live. If I'm not online, you can click there and leave a message or feel free to send comments out to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com and go out and subscribe. Check out the site. You can unsubscribe anytime you want if you don't like the schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe. And this is Dave Jackson reminding you that life is a classroom. What did you learn today?